Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting second. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson strikes out. 1 out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Popovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett strikes out. 2 outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bourque is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heiser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Popovich moves to third. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 1 in the game. Bourque hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Heiser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heiser moves to second. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Heiser moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Hans reaches second base with a double. Heiser scores. Kessinger scores. Fernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hans moves to third. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hans scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 2 in the game. Bourque hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heiser moves to second. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McAndrew now pitching. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with McAndrew covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 0-for-3 in the game. Bork is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Jim McAndrew. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Donhan pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork fields it and throws to second for the out. Foley moves to third. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Heiser. Milner reaches second base with a double. Foley scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heiser hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.